Oh, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. Kicking off today with Dave Erfle, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. Now, Dave, I think for all metals investors and for, I know, probably your subscribers too, the main topic for everybody is the miners underperforming the gold price. Gold moved up, hit a high of $1,590 just recently, and the miners have still yet to break out of this 7-year really trading range that they've been in. Yes, they're close. They're at the upper end. We finally saw the miners and some of the gold stocks do better yesterday as GDX and GDXJ were actually up. But the last couple days when gold was moving up sometimes $20+, the miners and the stocks in general, gold stocks, were doing nothing. What's your takeaway? What do you think is going on here?
Yeah, Corey, it's just more frustration for miners investors here. You know, we've been waiting so long for this breakout, and gold breaks out above that resistance level that it hit last September at 1550, and the miners aren't going with it. I think the big reason is because the main reason why gold has broken this 1550 level was on geopolitical concerns in the Middle East and what's going on there. And whenever you see the gold price have a huge move like that based on geopolitical reasons, it's usually not very it's not very trustworthy. So once it did happen, we had the miners move up to overbought territory before the drone attack there in Baghdad. So I think investors were saying, hey, look, we're going to take some profits here. Also, the equity markets were at an equally overbought level. So I think just some profit taking ensued over the weekend. And then once the week started, we had another attack on Sunday evening, which took the gold price up to the 1590 area, the gold futures, February futures price up to the 1590 area, but it gapped up. So that gap is most likely going to fill. And gold needs a rest here. I mean, it's been up now 10 consecutive sessions, and it's in a very overbought territory, over 85 in the RSI. And whenever it gets up there, it's due for a rest. So basically, the gold going up so much on geopolitical concerns and being overbought is probably the biggest reasons why the miners haven't gone up as well.
Yeah, the threat of war, when that drives the gold price, it doesn't usually last all that long. But you know what? If a war actually starts, and it seems like we're getting a little bit further away from that as news develops, then, yeah, some of these moves, aggressive moves into safe havens, do fade a little bit. But overall, for the metals investor to have a breakout so early on this year, even if it is just on the back of geopolitical fears, that is positive for the longer-term chart for gold, is it not? You look and you see the price get above that recent high of 1566 on the spot market back in the tail end of summer, and then early on this year breaking above that. You do have to think that even after a pullback, it should be kind of that buy the dip mentality.
Absolutely, yes, I feel that is the case. And I think it also appears that GDX is flagging its gains here, but it's going to be interesting to see what the miners do once gold does correct here. Because like I said, it's been up 10 consecutive sessions, and it's going to correct here pretty soon, I think, unless all heck breaks loose over there in the Middle East. So I definitely expect the miners to be bought on the weakness that is coming up here, yes.
Now, how are you balancing the moves in silver, too? Silver also lagging gold in a general sense on this move higher.
Yeah, that's another point. Going into the new year, we had not only the miners lagging gold, but we had silver lagging gold as well. So that was a hint that the miners were going to correct no matter what the gold price was going to do. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what silver does here as well. But I think that the gold silver ratio will turn back lower again here pretty soon. I think you got the economy is doing really well. You're going to have the trade the first phase trade deal signed here on January 15th. And the Fed does look like it's got a handle on the repo market for now. I think that was a big reason why gold made that move at the end of the year, because that the Fed was having to pump a lot of money into that repo market. I mean, the very first hour of the year, $57 billion. So, but I think that the market might feel that they have a handle on that now. So we'll see what happens. But I think that's the big elephant in the room, is that repo crisis, along with what's going on in the Middle East.
Now, what about some of the moves in either U.S. markets, equity markets, or the U.S. dollar? The U.S. dollar did have quite a downtrend to end the year and hasn't really rebounded all that significantly. Now, it hasn't been going into free fall mode, but there is a bit more of a negative outlook for the dollar. Plus, U.S. equity markets, I find that to be the most interesting, that even with the fear of war and all these geopolitical issues, they seem to garner a buy day after day throughout the trading session. Is it going to take one of these markets to break down to truly drive the precious metals or even precious metal stocks?
Yeah, that's a good point on the dollar. I mean, it's right at trend line support there. I think it broke below it a few days ago, but it's back up above it here. But that trend line is an 18-month going back 18 months. So if that breaks on a weekly basis, we can have the dollar move all the way down to the 93 region. If that happens, that's going to be very bullish for gold and commodities. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So again, looking at some of these correlated markets, but also when it comes to some of the gold stocks, it's one thing that I want your opinion on is if we see a U.S. market downtrend or even a breakdown in the U.S. markets, do you see money rotating into the precious metals stocks? Or do you also think that it goes more into the metals and some of the stocks, especially some of the juniors, could sell off if people are worried about their equity positions in risk on us?
I think it all depends on the reasons why the market will go down, Corey. I mean, if it's for geopolitical reasons, you know, if this Middle East thing really escalates, you know, gold stocks are stocks. So I would not be surprised to see gold move up and the gold stocks be taking some profit taking, because if you take a look at the gold stocks, they're short term overbought as much as the equity market is. So if you have a sell-off in the market of you know, 5-10%, I think gold stocks are going to get hit as well.
So what are you doing in your portfolio? Are you fading some of the positions that you've been taking? I know that you had some very nice gains heading into the end of last year because of the positions that you took as tax loss selling was ending early in November. What are you doing with some of your positions now?
Yes, I did build up a bit of cash recently, so I'm going to be sitting on that cash to see wait to see what happens with the gold price here after it corrects, because like I said, I'm expecting a correction here, and I expect at the very least for that gap to fill from Sunday evening.
Okay. Now, do you think there's any opportunity in stocks, metal stocks outside of the precious metals? So I know that copper stocks, base metal stocks, zinc stocks, whatever really stocks you want to look at, even if you go down into oil stocks, they're all lagging as well and have been quite honestly pretty dead as attention has shifted more to the precious metals. Are you seeing any opportunities outside of gold and silver stocks?
I think it might be a bit too early to get into copper and zinc plays because of what's going on in the Middle East here. I would rather have a little bit of cash on the sidelines waiting to see what happens instead of going into a base metal plays here.
Okay, fair enough. Well, you know what, Dave, not much more to talk about. I know that it is an encouraging start for actual gold investors to this year, but remember what's driving these moves and also pay attention to what is happening to the metal stocks, which do continue to lag and still just haven't broke out of that trading range. They are so close. It's still encouraging the way that we're starting the year, but we might not get that breakout in the near term. But again, hey, there could be some other events that happen that drive the metal stocks higher, but right now, the overbought conditions and the fact that they are still lagging, not necessarily the best timing for the short-term traders. But hey, something you and I will surely talk about as we continue our discussion throughout this year, and even better, before some of those conferences that are coming up in Vancouver. Dave, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time today. Have a great rest of your week.
You too, Corey. Thanks a lot.